out to their executive director, Jean DeMaster, another long-term partner of the city, as well as their housing director, Sarah Zahn. Also, a new partner for the Portland Housing Bureau, though certainly not for the city of Portland, Ride Connection, and thanks to their executive director, Elaine Wells. So this project will have affordable housing up above. Phase one will be 67 units. And then down below, Ride Connection's new offices. So bringing this transit-oriented business right next to the Gateway Transit Center and bringing those jobs, not just the construction jobs, about 250, 275 construction jobs during construction, but then 40 new permanent jobs in the neighborhood. All of this is consistent with our great partners in the East Portland Action Plan. So we'll be working with their strategies and goals to improve the design and quality of new homes, provide commercial mixed-use development opportunities, and promote key opportunities for economic development. So this is phase one. Phase two will include additional affordable housing on the site, and PHB will be making this land available on a 99-year lease for $1 a year. That's a part of portion of the subsidy of the project. And then in addition, tax increment funds from our 30% set aside will help make this project a reality and leverage another $14 million in additional public and private investment. So Bank of America is a big key partner in this project as well. And just in closing, would love to give special thanks to our always hardworking city employees. The PHB team was led by Jacob Fox, our assistant director, and included Carl Dinkelspiel, who's here with us today, underwriter John Marshall, construction coordinator Nate McCoy, our closer Kathy Romero, and the attorney from the attorney's office, Trin Tran.
Thank you. And if I could just underscore one thing that Tracy said, because I think don't focus enough on the extent to which public dollars leverage private dollars. Phase one is a $17 million project. The city is committing $2.7 million in tax increment financing dollars. So that comes out of our 30% set aside. But Bank of America is putting $8.3 million from in low-income housing tax credit equity into the project. That's private finance. There's an additional $700,000 in systems development charge waivers that this project's eligible for, and then $3.5 million in state transportation funding. So our piece is relatively small, but it's leveraging a lot of public and private investment, and it will be an attractive building in a developing area that meets a number of our core goals. So thank you.
Any questions from council? Is there anybody that wishes to testify on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay, well then, it's emergency ordinance, so please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Good work. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Tracy, Jacob Fox, Carl Dinkelspiel, John Marshall, Nate McCoy, Kathy Romero, and Trin Tran. Thank you, Sonia Chmansky in my office. And special thanks to Jean DeMaster and Sarah Zahn, who is Director of Development for that organization and has been enormously helpful to us on our Portland Housing Advisory Commission. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm very pleased. I met with Jean DeMaster and somebody from Ride Connection. Seems like it was probably a couple of years ago, so I'm glad that this concept has come to fruition. It seems like a great idea, affordable housing, ground space retail in a great location, 99th and Gleason. So please support this. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, the ordinance is passed, and I think the only item we have left is 1201. Is that? I know the mayor was jumping around here so much.
I sure we took care of that. Did we?
Oh, we took care of it. Then we took care of everything?
We should do 1199.
Yes. Yeah, we did that.
You paired that with 98.
Okay. So we are adjourned until 2 p.m.
You're not here.